And one more note from President Bush's trip to Asia. He also took note of the bird flu news, and there's more of it coming out of China today. The country is reporting its first H5N1 bird flu cases in humans and is reporting human deaths from it. China's agriculture ministry announced plans to vaccinate all of the poultry that it can. Here's President Bush speaking earlier from Japan.
We now face a new and potentially more deadly threat from avian flu, which has infected bird populations across Asia and elsewhere. I'm glad to see that governments around the region are already taking steps to prevent avian flu from becoming a pandemic.
Joining us is NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, what is China saying about these bird flu cases in humans?
There are two laboratory-confirmed cases of the H5N1 bird flu virus. One is a 9-year-old boy in the southern province of Hunan. He survived and has gone home. A 24-year-old female poultry worker died from H5N1 bird flu 400 miles to the northeast in Anhui province. The boy's 12-year-old sister may also have suffered from bird flu. She died, but her body was cremated before tissue samples could be tested. So Chinese authorities this morning are calling her a suspected case. They downgraded that from confirmed, and she'll probably remain suspected because there's no way to find out.
And what is the significance of these human cases? What does this mean?
China's been having a bird flu epidemic for quite some time now in poultry, but this is definitely a threshold that's been crossed now. So far, there have been 126 cases besides these of H5N1 bird flu, all in Southeast Asia, and about half of those have died. And it's been curious that China has not reported cases before now because we know that there's been this bird epidemic there. And it's interesting that the first Chinese cases are geographically separated, so that suggests that we're going to see more. It's not just a small focus. It's possible that cases have slipped through the surveillance net in China before now. Health authorities expect that we will see more.
Is there a suspicion among science investigators that the Chinese have been concealing human cases of H5N1?
It's a reasonable question because of China's documented cover-up, I guess you'd call it, of SARS a couple of 3 years ago. But WHO says that they have no reason to think that China has covered up H5N1 cases.
Our quick research says there are 5.2 billion chickens in China. What about this vaccination idea?
Well, that's a pretty ambitious and impressive campaign to vaccinate all the poultry in China. I'm told that about 3/5 of it are in backyard flocks, and that 5 billion chickens and ducks may be at any given time. But given the normal cycling of hatching and consumption of poultry, I'm told it could mean as many as 14 to 16 billion chickens and ducks in a year that would have to be vaccinated. So that's a mammoth task to keep up with. But experts say it's really the only way to minimize the human cases, and minimizing human cases is the only way to reduce the chance that a pandemic strain emerges.
NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
It's hard to follow all the details on bird flu. If you need a guide, there is one at our website, npr.org.